Okay, Bob, what do you got?
I've got Jeff Bezos. Funny. Jeff Bezos was... Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I'm waiting.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Be funny.
Nope. It's okay.
Be funny. Go ahead. Joe, you know what? Everybody be quiet. Joe.
Tell a joke.
Joe, go ahead. Be funny. Now, give us some time.
You've got time.
I'll tell you what, Joe. You can say butt and ass if you want.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The last thing the podcast world needs, three more idiots with a podcast. Too bad. We're here to debate the hottest topics of the week. Who will be today's biggest idiot?
I'm an idiot.
Okay, welcome to another episode of the Idiots Podcast, a podcast about anything, everything, and nothing at the same time. You guys know it. It's a true miracle. We simply go where the tangent winds take us. I'm the host, the star of the show, the premier idiot, Steve. And this is episode 36. 36. That means I've got, if I do some quick math here, 64 episodes to go. And then I'm out of here. As I said, if we have 7,500 downloads or more on average, the last 10 podcast episodes, I will stick around. If not, after 100, I'm gone. I'm quitting, retiring for the podcast world. Bob, you in the house?
I'm in the house, Steve. I'm here.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good.
All right.
And we also have JC on the line.
Hello, everyone.
What up, JC? JC in Denver. Denver, Colorado. And Joe's here. I'm not doing your intro music.
Why, are you mad at me, Steve?
Yeah, you've been annoying me today. But Italian Joe.
No.
Italian Joe's here.
You annoy me every day. You know, do I say it, Steve? No.
Steve's Mac got a virus.
I actually lost the file, so I don't have the Italian music file to play. Also, I don't think I would have played it anyway. But anyway, Joe, how you doing?
Ugh.
Don't be mad at me. How you doing?
I'm doing.
Okay. Bob, over to you, man. You got some new exciting. You got a new addition to the family. Tell me all about it.
I got an iPad on wheels.
Yes.
I got a Tesla Model 3. I'm sorry, my wife got a Tesla Model 3. Really cool car. It's really
It is cool.
It is
the future.
American made. Batteries out of Nevada.
Yeah.
Car out of California.
For now. Until they figure out how to, they can save a ton more money.
No, they're manufacturing over there now. They have a huge plant being built over in Asia somewhere.
Okay.
But they're still going to build in the U.S. They got a great deal on an old Nissan factory in California. Mm. And then they got some huge tax incentives to build the battery plant in Nevada.
Yep.
So. Nice.
JC, do you know anything about the Teslas?
I have been in one. I'm just wondering where you plug it in.
Any outlet, or there's superchargers. There's way more superchargers than you'd realize, like public charging stations. A lot of parking garages have them for free to get you to park there. A lot of parks have them for free. And then Tesla has a network of charging stations around the country. You can just hit a button and they show up on the map in the car and it shows you where you can go to. But you can plug into any outlet in the garage, and then if you get a 220 line, like a dryer type outlet, it'll charge much, much faster.
Wow. So how long does one charge last? When it's fully charged, you get in your car and go.
There's all different models, but the model we have, it will go 240 miles.
It depends on how fast you go, air conditioning and heating and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, but for our lifestyle, the 240 is plenty, so...
Bob doesn't leave Lancaster.
Well, congratulations on your new car. That's
my wife's new car.
And then it drives by its. It drives on its own too.
Yep.
Yeah, it has autopilot.
Yeah.
So
it talks to you. Where would you like to go today, Bob?
You know, that's the first thing Al said. He said he would totally have. He would call a kit, and he would have sound effects for the different things. Yeah.
He would add the light in the front.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh Cue that music from. Come on, Steve.
What do you guys think of self-driving future? What do you think of that? Self-driving cars in the future. Why don't you like it, Joe?
Don't like
Why
it.
Why not?
I don't know.
Do you think you're better than the computer is?
I just don't like it.
You have a false impression?
I don't like driving the car with somebody else driving.
Okay.
There's no one else driving.
Well, the freight business.
Oh, my God, Steve.
Just a digital.
I don't like when somebody else is driving the car.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah.
Oh, I say you're saying in general. Yeah.
I don't like being a passenger.
The whole the freight industry
is working really well with the Boeing 737s or whatever. So
Let Boeing conduct their own safety tests, and Boeing said we passed. And by the way, you can buy this; it's an upgrade, though, the safety features.
Okay.
Oh, on the plane, yeah.
yeah. The safety
features
are upgrades.
If you want airbags
and
your joystick, it's an extra.
Exactly. If you want it to stop before it hits a truck.
If you want it to stop.
If you want the oxygen mass to fall down, it's an extra.
Stopping is an extra feature on this there, sir.
If you want it to fly, it's an extra feature.
You guys all know what time it is now?
What time is it? News headlines?
Time for news headlines. Okay, let's get it going. We had a long, long intro into the news headlines there, but let's get it all started. Go ahead, Joe. What do you got? Oh, that's right. You didn't bring any news headlines.
I didn't have any news headlines.
Jeez, what a surprise.
Well,
at least you watched Netflix, so you can talk about Netflix a little bit later.
Yeah,
so.
I can. Yep.
Okay,
thanks,
good.
Steve.
Okay, Bob, what do you got?
I've got Jeff Bezos. Funny. Jeff Bezos was... Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I'm waiting.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Be funny.
Nope. It's okay.
Be funny. Go ahead, Joe. You know what? Everybody be quiet. Joe.
Tell a joke.
Joe, go ahead. Be funny. Now give us some time.
Steve. You've got time.
I'll tell you what, Joe. You can say butt and ass if you want.
Joe, don't take the bait.
He's just bait. Really like...
Why are you turning so
he's
red?
He's just upset. He's upset that he...
You're jealous.
He thinks he's funny. Nobody
else
thinks he's funny.
You're jealous. Everybody likes me. And, I got a t-shirt.
Yeah, and you don't. See? I'm just saying.
He bit. All right, news headlines.
Yes.
Jeff Bezos, richest man on the planet, worth about $150 billion, no longer.
Nope.
Settling his divorce.
Mm.
His wife has granted him 75% of their Amazon stock. They
oh,
got married
nice.
Very early. She helped him. She helped support
his
him early on when he left.
Him?
His in, well, she didn't
she
have
allowed
to.
Allowed him to
yeah,
keep it?
She didn't have to. She could have, community property state could have fought it and really fought for 50% of things, and she didn't. Even though they did kind of build things, she supported him when he left his investment banking job and started Amazon. So she's going to end up with about $35 billion to be the... Yeah.
Damn.
But Bezos will still remain he will still remain the richest person in the world.
Horrible deal.
Over
man. It's horrible.
Dang.
She got taken.
With all that money, can't he fix his lazy eye?
I don't know. He got all buff, but you know.
Look at his picture. His eye is all like wonky. I just don't get it. With all that money, you think he'd or at least get a toupee. He's bald. The guy has a lot of money, but no.
What's wrong with being bald, JC?
You have to look.
What's wrong with being bald?
That's good, Joe. That's good.
That's
Joe.
Exactly right. Unless you've got $50 billion, and then
still,
you don't have any.
Bald is sexy. Come
there
on.
There you go, JC.
Bald is sexy.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Bald men make better lovers.
What I like about this is when you have super uber rich people like this, and the wife is, you know, fighting for whatever, and they say something to the effect like, I need $100,000 a month to live.
$100,000 a month.
To maintain the lifestyle I've become accustomed to.
Right?
Yeah.
And
it's
great.
What do you think of settling? What do you think of the divorces where they were, let's say a guy built his fortune and then married later in life, the quote-unquote trophy wife, and she ends up in a community property state getting half of his assets?
He's an idiot.
That's not fair.
Okay.
Really?
Wow.
Go ahead, JC. What do you got?
So researchers in Madrid have conducted a study on street cannabis, or pot, as you would call it. And they found that...
Street cannabis. I didn't know there's different names for it, like street cannabis.
And they found that the studies came back with a quote... the amount
spit
of...
Spit it out, JC!
I'm sorry.
We're trying to stay within a half hour.
Sorry.
We're trying to stay within a half hour.
They found that the street cannabis contains, quote, dangerous amount of fecal matter.
Go figure.
Did they find that it had a lot of fecal matter?
You're such an ass, Steve. Do you want me to hit him for you, JC?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did she?
I can give
up?
Him mile high smack.
I was excited to share this story. I thought it was funny, but now it's just.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
But I'm pumped.
But very good. So pot has got crap in it.
Yeah. So here's the part that's interesting about it is that Traces of E. coli bacteria and Aspergillus fungus were found, which are both dangerous to for human consumption. And they found 40% of the samples also had the aroma of feces.
You mean we're smoking dog shit, man?
Nice.
How do they, feces?
Or how do they
it...
transport this?
A lot of these drugs were transported internally.
Rectally.
I think if the guy reaches up his down his pants to grab it, you might want to not buy it.
All right, I'm just gonna have to let Joe go. Just go, Joe. Go ahead.
Just go ahead, Steve.
You're free to be. You're free
your
to
premature
be
premature lightning bolt.
Okay, a famous YouTube couple has apologized for doing an April Fool's joke on their 6-year-old daughter. they told their daughter that they were giving the family dog away. And it's all on their YouTube page, pretty popular page. 8.7 million people have subscribed to this family's page just to watch these people hang out in their house, which is crazy. But they told their little girl that they're giving their Pomeranian away, and she burst into tears. And then at the end they said, oh, April Fools, what do you think about that? The type of April Fools joke that that family played and people play like that. Pretty rotten, wouldn't you say?
They're bad parents.
And that is very rotten.
They haven't. Bad. And of she's course, six. She doesn't know any better.
And they didn't take the video down or anything. Of course, they apologized. The social media went crazy. They have a lot of people following them. I have a feeling a lot of them will stop following them after this. The little girl, she burst into tears, and it was pretty.
I mean, I understand the Jimmy Kimmel take the candy away on Halloween thing. That's kind of funny, and it's harmless. This is the dog died. I mean, that's.
Not died.
They gave it away.
All right, good enough. Took the dog away from its life. That's a rough one.
All right, well, April Fool's. 6-year-old. We just passed April Fool's. Did anybody here play a good April Fool's joke on anyone? JC?
Ugh, I hate April Fool's jokes.
Thank you.
I really do.
Because they're always played on you, right?
No, because the story you just gave, I just think it makes fun of people and puts them in situations that are compromising.
Stop
I just don't
it.
Like it.
Joe, do you know anybody that played a good April Fool's joke?
Besides the one we did? No.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Joe played a joke on a coworker here. The coworker ran onto the complex lawn back in January in a snowstorm, and now that the snow melted, you can see where the rut marks are, where he ran onto the grass. So Joe made up a bogus letter from the building, the property manager, saying that this guy had to pay $1,200 bucks, yeah. $1,250 for repairs to the lawn. And so Joe put it on the guy's car, and the next day we set up so the guy was thinking he was talking to the property manager on the phone, which was me.
Harold Dunn.
Now I don't know if you were driving and texting, maybe you
no, I wasn't
sipping a little bit on, you know, some little after hours drinking. I don't know, my mother, she's 88, she drives a Ford Taurus, she could get through that. No easier than that.
Oh my gosh, it was pretty funny. How about you, Bob? Do you have any April Fool's jokes?
He bought his wife a Tesla.
Nothing.
I sold my. That's funny, Joe. That's about
honey.
Danny comes through.
Mrs. Lawrence.
Good job, Joe.
That's about her
April
attitude. The few times she's driven it now, she's come home and I said, "Well, So she's pretty indifferent.
That's funny.
Yeah. She doesn't like the technology. It's all it's too high tech.
JC, another story?
A woman in New York City is suing TGI Fridays because she claims that their snack food that you can get at the convenience store, TGI Fridays potato skin chips, doesn't really have any potato skins in it.
Oh, God. How much is she suing for?
She's suing for $5 million.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, that's totally reasonable.
And she'll probably get a settlement out of court.
Who's the lawyer that signed up for this one?
Right, exactly.
This sounds like
but
a great case.
Funny,
let's do this
the
one.
Claim, what she's backing it up with is, well, I get these potato skins because potato skins are supposedly healthy.
Oh,
so
my God.
Buying these potato chips.
It's a potato chip.
Extra. I know. That's the irony of it.
Oh, my God. Oh. I already know who the biggest idiot. What's this girl lady's name?
Her name? Oh. Let's
is it
see
in
what,
there?
Let's see. I don't think it says her name. It just says a woman.
Mrs. Right. Potato Head?
Her name is...
Potato Jagoff.
Solange Trensat.
Oh. One of Tricato. Those names. How'd she get past the border?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was invented.
Gosh.
Anyways.
She is pissed.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Mr. Bob, what do you have?
I've got ICE arresting more than 280 people at a company in Texas. 200. Isn't that crazy? Well, here's my only beef about that is that these were the ones that were getting taxes taken out of their paycheck. It was a tech company, and they'd used like fake ID and stuff, but they were still paying taxes. So focus on the people who aren't working. That's my only beef here. But 280 people, I don't know how many employees the company had, but CVE Technology Group in
Texas.
When
you say focus on the people that aren't working, how much easier is it to round up 250 people?
Yeah, you're right. This is a pretty easy. But they are paying taxes, so you're kind of taking some tax away from that local community. That's a big chunk.
Money?
I care about the money.
Yeah, I know you do.
Oh, you're worried they're going to hurt you?
They came in illegal. You can't break the law. That's okay. All there is to it. You don't break the law. Okay?
Okay.
When you do, don't whine about it.
I mean, it's just so freaking simple. Mm-hmm. You don't break the law.
Right.
That's it.
Play your clip.
That is it. You just don't break the law.
Yep.
Any argument there?
Nope.
Okay, let's move on. I want to play a couple sound bites for you guys. Tell me what you think. Tell me if you... Okay, here we go. Let's see who figures out who this is first. A little bit of trivia. And here we go with the first sound bite.
So when they talk about Farrakhan...
Well, that gave it away.
Call me a hater. You know what they do.
Listen to what he says.
Call me an anti-Semite. Stop it. I'm anti-termite.
What?
He's anti-termite.
Meaning what?
I don't know nothing about hating somebody because of their religious preference.
And then he went on to say this.
Jesus died because he was 2,000 years too soon to bring about the end of the civilization of the Jews.
Go ahead. Okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
It's so funny how Farrakhan, I mean, he's definitely fringe, but boy, he doesn't get any flack. It like someone that would come out saying the opposite types of things against a different race, if you know what I'm saying.
Because then we'd be racist.
Right. Farrakhan's just a loony, you know?
He's nuts. He said way more.
Those videos of bad lip reading.
Yeah, it does, right?
Like, that didn't even make any sense.
Yeah. That is just within the last couple of days he said those things. I thought it'd be just appropriate for Easter coming up here.
He said far more direct things than that, too.
Yeah,
you've played stuff for me in the past.
Gosh.
It's way more direct.
Well, to be fair, I've had termites in our house, and I hate them too.
Are they Jewish?
They were not wearing little yarmulkes.
Damn.
But they were too small to really tell if that was the case. But yeah, that's bizarre.
I want to share this story. An alleged serial bank robber known as Iconic Face, I think is what it is, was arrested in Texas on Friday, accused of stealing to pay for plastic surgery. Face, a transgender man. I refuse to call this person a transgender woman because they're not a woman. It's a man who, you know, took the path of insanity. Who was born Jimmy Maurice Lewis, was stopped by police at George Bush International Airport in Houston on his way. I have to change it to his because the article says her way. Back to his way.
How about their way?
To Mexico. After a fresh round of surgery. So the dude's 37 years old. He was robbing banks so he could pay for surgery, which is insane. But really, what I really want to talk about is, JC, when you hear about a man who transitions to a woman, is that person now officially a woman?
In my mind or in a court of law or in what?
Just with you personally.
It's a transgender person.
Transgender.
I wouldn't even say, yeah. I had a transgender. I knew someone who was transgender.
Uh-huh.
And they're just transgender. Like, I called him or her. She went by the name Michelle or whatever. I can't remember her name. But here, I just called her. I don't know. I I just think of them as a transgender individual, kind of neutral.
Yeah. But that's not what they want. Yeah. They want you to consider them female or male based on what they transition to. So they would actually be offended by what you said.
They would what?
They would be offended by what you said. Don't consider me transgender. I am a man. Now, I used to be a woman, but now I'm a man. Or vice versa.
Well, I don't. I wouldn't say to their face, I just look at you as being transgender. I'd keep my opinion to myself.
Right. So you would
want...
You
asked how I felt.
Right.
You didn't ask what I would... I don't think you asked me how I would address them.
Right.
How you asked how I thought.
And I'm telling you that if they
mind,
found out you felt that way, they'd be very offended.
Okay.
That's okay.
I can't help if someone's offended.
Mm-hmm. So do you think they're still a man, but just now they just had surgery that...
I just told you. I think of them neutral. I'm
neutral.
Like,
so they're not not a man anymore.
I think they're messed up.
They're if a man transitions to a woman... That person is no longer a man in your mind.
Yeah, I would say that I can't look at that person and think that that's a man. I have to look at that, not have to, but in my mind, it's, I don't know. It's like looking at a dolphin and saying, are you, I don't know. I can't.
Are you a
keep
porpoise?
Going with that. I got to hear that.
Oh, that's not a dolphin. It's a shark. Get out of the water.
I don't know what to say.
It's a turtle.
I will tell you this.
That's a turtle, that I'm telling you.
JC is an independent, let me guess. You don't get too involved with that. You just kind of live and let live?
I just don't get to. I do have questions. I definitely feel that when a 12-year-old is saying that they want to be a different gender and they're trying to pay for their surgery, I think we overstepped the line.
There was a show on TV for that.
Yeah, Johnny or
I'm Jazz.
Like
it was a boy that turned into a girl.
Oh gosh!
It was
after this experiment, it comes out that these people are definitely happier. I'm not going to judge, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I think we're going to have continued messed up people.
Yeah,
and
I think
that
so.
Hurt.
I don't think so.
Steve's story was very telling about how someone was robbing banks to always chase this thing. And it's one of those things where they're always chasing that thing that they think is going to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a never ending thing.
Yeah.
There's never.
It's no different than Michael Jackson, who kept having he had body dysmorphia. And I know this would be very controversial with some people who, you know, are transgender, and they might try to convince me, just like Steve was saying. But to me, at this early outset, it seems like body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Let's help them live in the body that they're in.
I think Bob's right. I mean, it's so sad that we could possibly get to the bottom of what's really hurting them. But, you know, society doesn't do that. They don't want to address the problem. They just want to kind of sweep it under a rug.
Mental illness in many, many ways, not just this and the dysmorphia, but I mean, these shooters and stuff. Mental illness is just not talked about the way it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, people need help, and it's just, they don't voice this thing because they're fearful of what it would cause. And so the family really needs to be addressed more than anything, and a politician won't say it.
Right.
Cost them votes.
Okay. Let's talk about the big story. Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy Uncle Joe.
Creepy Joe.
Love Joe. Grandpa Biden. Joe.
Creepy Joe. He's getting a lot of flack for going around and snuggling up to women and getting kind of close and cozy. How do you guys feel about that with the Me Too movement, of course, still going on? Is Joe really that bad? I mean, yeah, men tend to show affection to women in public.
He does that affectionate thing, and he holds hugs in a weird way, and he kisses on even like teenage girls. I mean, he does it in public. It's not even private. I don't know if any stories have come out of him going way beyond that, but he's definitely one of those guys that goes way beyond invading the space. But if you listen to stories of anyone who's ever had a loss, and they like Joe Biden lost a son, and they lost, you know, so he's had some issue or experience with that.
Two daughters and his wife in a car accident. Right.
So whenever there's someone who's experienced loss, the stories that they tell of Joe Biden is like, no one connected with me more. So I don't know. I don't know if I've never heard of anything where he really, you know, someone accused him of full-on sexual assault.
Right.
So maybe he's just a very inappropriate, touchy, huggy guy.
Creepy guy, yeah.
It's just weird. It's weird to me.
But I mean, with everything that's going on, I can't see how the left can prop him up now as a candidate.
Couldn't imagine.
Because they would have to expose their hypocrisy, which the left people in general are, you know, very hypocritical. But my gosh, the left is just like, are you guys kidding me?
Let me just tell you that if Joe Biden was my grandfather, he could get all the pictures and video that I've seen has been him touching them in a way that a grandfather or a really loving father would do. So that would be normal in that context. In the context that he's doing it with all these women, not normal.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. And how can he not know? I mean, even prior to the Me Too movement, which was just 2 years ago, how could he not know?
Yeah. Okay, you guys know what time it is now.
Oh.
Okay, let's get to this. We watched Undefeated, story of a high school football program that was in the doldrums for years and years and years because they could only get about 15 kids to come out for the team, and they got crushed year in and year out, and a white coach comes in, a fairly well-off white coach who has a business, and he wanted to save the team from themselves. And so it's a documentary about his efforts there with the different players. I, for one, was very disappointed, Bob. I'm not letting you suggest another Netflix documentary for a couple weeks as punishment. How do you feel?
It was kind of like the typical type of there's a name for it. I can't remember. It escapes me right now. Format for telling the story about the team that's down in the doldrums and they're brought out of it by a great coach. But there was definitely some cool moments in the story. I really felt for these kids. You know, they did, the one kid, he was had a 3.8 grade point average. He was doing really well, and they showed him in his bathroom brushing his teeth, getting ready for school. He had a giant hole in his ceiling above his tub. I mean, it was collapsing. The roof was collapsing. This kid was in abject poverty, mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I was poor growing up, but I never had a giant hole in the roof. The group of kids were definitely coming from a disadvantaged background. They asked the question at the beginning. I forget, it was a teacher who came in and he said, how many of you have had a parent who went to college? And like a few kids raised their hand.
Like
how
one.
Many of you had two parents that went to college?
Zero.
Nobody raised their hand. And then he asked, how many of you had parents, one or the other or both, who are in jail?
Or knew somebody. I think they said that knew somebody in your family.
Or a family member.
Or anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they all knew somebody in jail. Yeah. So
it just makes your heart. You know, it's,
yeah, I mean, it's a typical story about inner city, without even inner city. You know, they're rural, but the black communities, and they just don't seem to be able to get it together. And then, of course, you have this white guy who wants to come in and make a difference. And there's a lot of things that people just don't talk about because it's taboo to talk about, like why they're like that and whatnot. So let's just not talk about it either.
It's kind of like why people change their gender, right, Steve?
Huh?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Joe. That was great. So, Bob,
thanks for contributing.
Yeah,
thanks
a lot. Story is that what about the story did you like?
I just like seeing that sports and one or two guys made a difference in some kids' lives.
Yeah.
And I really do think it did. And sure, as a small sample size, and Bill Courtney's kids are messed up because of it. but he helped a group of kids. I mean, you saw the one kid, Money, whatever his name was, where someone's paying for his college education.
Yeah.
Whether that happened or not, who knows? But that kid, when his football career was over because he blew out his knee, he stopped coming to school. 3.8 grade point average, no future if he stopped coming, and they dragged him back. And because he did, someone said he's going to pay for all his college. So,
JC, what did you think of the coach and his family and all that dynamic?
It was interesting to see how he was so devoted to this team, which I'm sure a lot of coaches are. And he had four or five kids, and the one boy is sitting on the couch, and his son is trying to talk to his dad while his dad is reviewing football footage.
Right.
And he's like, I'm working. And you're like, dude, you're shunning your own son.
The one scene that really just showed how much he loved his players, perhaps even more than his own kids, was the very end where they lost the game, the playoff game. They had a chance to finally, for the first time in 110 years for this high school program, to win a playoff game, and they lost. He finds one of the star players on the team, and this is what happens. Everybody listen. Coach goes up and is hugging him, crying.
It has been my honor and my privilege. I was the luckiest guy in the world to have coached you the last 4 years.
So when I saw that, I'm like, would he ever hold his own kids? And It's been such an honor and a privilege to be your father for the whole, you know.
I think so. I didn't get enough of his backstory with his kids to.
Yeah,
they really didn't show enough. That could be a lot of editing as well. And you know, if you think he lived outside the community, so inexpensive or low budget documentary, they didn't want to be traveling all the time, moving a crew.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So Netflix homework for next week. Does anybody have any suggestions? JC, how about you? Why don't you suggest a Netflix documentary or program or something?
Sure. This one is called Amanda Knox. It's about the 2012 Italian murder story.
Nice.
Young woman is brutally murdered in a beautiful hill town in Italy, and this chick, Amanda Knox, seems to know a little bit more than she's letting on to, and it's kind of a thriller. I haven't seen the actual documentary.
Oh, big deal. A hot chick had a threesome and someone died. Come on.
Twice convicted?
Yeah, you know.
Those are the cliff notes.
Your typical threesome story.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it got pretty good reviews.
Okay, so Amanda Knox is our homework for next week on Netflix. Everyone, make sure that you watch it. Okay, so do you guys know what time it is now?
Trivia?
It's trivia. Okay, so trivia tonight. Bob is going to host it again. It's going to be between me, JC, and Joe. Go ahead,
Bob,
Jason.
If you have a category called hard cider again, I'm hanging up.
Hard cider.
Hard cider.
All right, category. Movies. Police equipment featured in ads for Clint Eastwood's movie, Tightrope. Police equipment.
JC.
JC, go.
Handcuffs.
Handcuffs it is. Category. Andy. The black and white bear of Walter Lantz cartoons.
Black and white, huh?
Andy Panda. No idea. These are 100 level questions.
Andy Panda?
Okay. Yeah. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
U.S. yet. States. The two states that don't border any others.
Steve. No.
Steve, go ahead.
Hawaii and Alaska.
You got it.
1-2, 1-0.
All right. This is harder than it looks. Yeah.
Did we start trivia? What's going on?
Oh,
what are we doing?
What, were you reading something? All right. Sports. It's where relief pitchers, not matadors, warm up.
Joe. The bullpen.
Okay. 1-1-1. Good job, Joe. We're playing to 3.
Category, foreign cuisine. The Middle East popular pocket bread.
JC.
Damn it.
JC.
Pita.
Pita it is.
Oh, it's
ding,
pita?
Ding, ding.
Oh, I wasted the most.
Really?
Pain in the ass.
I thought it was falafel.
Falafel.
Yeah.
You're a falafel.
They said popular.
Oh.
Category, lakes and rivers. A German river or the wine grown on it.
Oh, no.
JC.
What? He didn't even finish the question.
Well, because she knew. It's the Rhine.
Oh, man. Good job, JC. I was going to... I knew what it was, and I didn't say my name. I don't know why. I just freeze. Ah, yeah.
It's supposed to be our end song.
It is.
It's our ending song, Steve.
Yes, it is. Time now for us to pick today's biggest idiot from the candidates that we have. We've got the guy that wanted to be a woman so bad he was holding up banks to pay for surgery. We have Joe Biden for grabbing chicks all over the place.
Creepy Joe.
We have the richest man in the world who divorced his wife and has to now pay out all that money to...
Well, who's the idiot on that one, him or her?
Yeah, good question on that one.
Why is she? She's got 35 bills.
She didn't get enough.
Okay.
How much is enough, Joe?
We got the YouTube couple that made their 6-year-old daughter cry by saying that they're giving away the dog.
I've got her. That girl's going to end up a stripper. I'm a drug-addled stripper right there.
Anybody else got anything? We got the coach from Netflix that loved his players more than his own family.
The potato chip girl.
The potato chip girl.
The potato chip girl.
Yeah, the potato chip girl suing TGI Fridays over the potato chips.
The potato skins in my potato chips.
Oh, my gosh. Is that your choice,
Joe? My healthy potato chips.
Oh, that's my vote.
Okay, Bob?
That's my vote.
I'll go with potato chip girl lawyer.
Yeah, the lawyer. Yeah. Okay. That whole fiasco.
Taking the suit.
I would say all of Madrid for people buying cannabis with poop on it.
Oh
that's pretty great. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with potato chip girl.
Yay!
Definitely. So.
That's two in a week. Last week, JC had the Chinese Asian and the Asian lady and the.
See what happens when you do homework, Joe? You win.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yes. So. For episode 36, the biggest idiot goes to the woman who's suing TGI Fridays because she says the potato chips are unhealthy. Thank you for joining us on this episode. Remember, you can check out our website at idiotspod.com, and you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all that jazz. Text us at 71OKMUGHOS6. And until next week, Bob...
There's no such thing as a stupid question. Just stupid people who ask stupid questions.